This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
A brief detour into etymology might be handy right about here, specifically the derivation of the word credit, as in credit card. It's from the Latin originally, creditum, something entrusted to another, a loan. In other words, something you have to pay back. That meaning appears to be lost on some members of the millennial generation, though, whose relationship with their credit card debt is decidedly different from the norm. Audrey Quinn reports.
If you want to talk to someone about credit card debt, talk to April Lesho. She's had her fair share. And she's got the collection of financial planning books to prove it.
Let's see. Here's this one. Yeah, Debt Free by 30. This is actually the first one that I ever read. Susie Orman, The 9 Steps to Financial Freedom. Idiot's Guide to 401k Plans.
Those books seem to have worked for Lesho. She's now the proud new owner of a house in Washington, D.C. But she hasn't always been so careful with money.
By the end of college, I had about $30,000 in debt. I mean, I spent at will. So, you know, if I felt like taking a trip, I took a trip. If I felt like getting a new stereo system, I did.
This was at the University of South Carolina, where Lesho graduated in 2001 with a degree in sociology. Didn't you think it was going to catch up with you someday?
Well, I just figured when I got a job, I would, you know, be able to pay that off. I didn't realize how far behind I was getting and how long it would actually take to climb my way out of it.
You know, for a sociology degree, $30,000 sounds about right.
That's Lucia Dunn. She's a professor of economics at Ohio State University. She says the scary thing is that Lesho's circumstances are pretty typical for millennials coming out of college.
They just have a lot more debt than previous generations had.
Dunn recently published a study on how people manage their credit card debt. She found that younger people today are also paying that debt back at much slower rates than previous generations.
And based on what young people are telling us, if we project that out to the end of their life using life expectancy tables, we will see that they will die with credit card debt.
Dunn calls that taking debt to your grave, and her study finds millennials aren't paying back debt the way the current credit card system expects them to. They just keep racking up more debt.
I think we're going to see that the banks have to tighten up. So it could mean that credit is harder to come by. You could predict a doomsday scenario and say, well, at some point there's just going to be a big crash in the credit card market.
But Dunn found an easy way to get people to pay off their debt faster. Right now, credit card companies have really low minimum monthly payments. Dunn saw that when companies raise those minimums, even just slightly, people seem to pay back an even higher amount.
So when you begin to raise the rate on people, it sends a message that, you know, you got to take this debt seriously.
She says banks will have to make those kind of rate changes soon, and that could prevent the kind of credit disaster we've been talking about. I asked April Lesho if higher payments would have made a difference for her debt-wise.
I think so, probably in the beginning, because I would have been held accountable for it earlier on, because it was just too easy. Getting in debt was just way too easy.
Lesho finally managed to pay off her debt in 2009. She says she actually still uses a credit card today in order to take advantage of reward points. But this time around, she pays off her credit card balance every month. From Washington, D.C., I'm Audrey Quinn for Marketplace.